Welcome back here to Highmore inside of the auditorium. Dustin Stortzum, Dave Williams with you, and we should have a good one here. Harriet Selby, the Lady Wolverines, taking on the Jones County Lady Coyotes. Harriet Selby's 11-4, coming off a loss, but a fantastic record, and they're a really fun team to watch. Jones County at 9-4.
Yeah, this should be a pretty good test for the Lady Wolverines. We've seen them quite a bit here, and boy, they're well balanced on both sides of the ball. You know, they can really clamp down, as you said, on defense. They've had some big wins here in the season so far, and I'm looking forward to seeing this matchup. I don't know a whole lot about the Coyotes, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of trouble they give the Wolverines.
Yeah, we will certainly find out. They have a couple players, Jaden Jensen and Mallory Valberg, both averaging double-digit points season for Jones County. So those two are going to be your leading scorers, or, you know, the two girls that they're going to go to early this afternoon to try to beat Harriet Selby. But, I mean, I've had the opportunity to announce a couple Harriet Selby games. You were on one of the calls with me, and, I mean, this team just forces turnover after turnover, and they capitalize on every mistake the other team makes.
Yeah, they are just relentless. They don't constantly play a full-court press on defense, but when they do, and they do it quite a bit to throw the other team off, and it works really, really well.
That's your Family Dental up here in Gettysburg pregame show. We'll go to a quick minute and 30-second break when we come back. Tip-off right here in Highmore, inside of the auditorium, right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle Candles, Sturgis Coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
Welcome here inside of the Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Stortzum, Big Daddy Dave Williams, as it's time for your Campbell County Collision. Starting the lineup for Jones County: Peyton Rankin, Emma Hunt, Jolie Dugan, Mallory Valberg, Jaden Jensen. And for Harriet Selby, Jenica Behrens, Caitlin Anderson, Kendall Sawinski, Bella Brandner, and Jada Rosso. Winning the tip is the Coyotes, but quickly they turn things over to begin with in the first 10 seconds, so Harriet Selby already forcing the first turnover of the game.
Yeah, they are a tough team. They play fun. They have a great time, and that starts with the coach. I love when they come back from warm-ups. He's a tall guy, and he puts his hand right up and makes them jump up and give him the high five, and it just starts with the coach, and you can tell they enjoy playing for him.
Brandner, top of the key, giving it off to Sawinski, who gets to the free throw line, back outside to Anderson. Anderson to Behrens. Behrens guarded closely as she is able to get it back outside to Brander, who throws up a three-pointer. It's no good off the front of the rim. And the rebound goes to the Coyotes. They quickly go the other way. And how about that? Another turnover. Caitlin Anderson intercepting the pass. She'll hand it off to Behrens across the timeline. Guarded closely by Emma Hunt. Behrens gets it outside of the corner. Brander thought about a three, but now hands it off. Sawinski dribbling to the right elbow. She'll now get to the low block, trying to feed Jada Rosso down low, but it's stripped away. And coming up with the basketball is Peyton Rankin. Rankin, top of the key, swinging it to the left side. Dugan has it. Dugan now back to the corner. Hunt, a three-pointer. It's up and good. And the first points of the game are on the board for the Jones County Coyotes. They lead 3-0. 6:37 to go in the opening quarter. Sowinski dribbling at top of the key. Swings to the left side. Anderson has it. Back to the middle of the lane. Jenica Behrens is going to get called for the travel as she hits the ground hard. Turnover for Harriet Selby. Inbounding the basketball is Hunt. She gets it in. And trying to go coast to coast is Jensen. She feeds it. A beautiful pass down low to Mallory Valberg, who puts it in for two. A 4-0 or a 5-0 make it lead for Jones County early on in the girls' game. Harriet Selby with it now. Behrens, nice feed down low. Kendall Sowinski, the reverse playup, is up and in for two. So now Harriet Selby, the Lady Wolverines, on the board. Here's Jensen, top of the key, swinging it to the left side. Rankin gets the pass tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with the Lady Coyotes.
That's the thing with the Lady Wolverines. They were down 5-0, but they're not going to panic. They're going to keep playing the way they're normally playing. Get on the board.
Here's Dugan. Down low, turnaround jumper is up no good by Jaden Jensen. And the Lady Wolverines the other way now. Sowinski has it. Passed it to the left side. Behrens on the left wing. Now back over to the right side. Brander. Looking, she pump fakes, now hands it off to Sowinski just inside the three-point arc. It's up no good. Fighting for the rebound is Rosso. She loses control of it. And Emma Hunt comes up with it the other way. She hands it off to Rankin. Rankin to Hunt. Dribbling with the right hand, gets a couple screens. Now on the right wing, a bounce pass to the high post. Dugan, now back to the corner. Jensen gets it down low. Dugan a shot. It's up and in. Great start for Jones County. Coyotes up 7-2.
Coyotes are quick. They're a fast team. I think a little faster than what I've seen Harriet Selby area play before.
Behrens from the right wing trying to feed it down low to Rosso, but it is stolen away. Ball does go out of bounds, though. Last touched by Mallory Valberg.
All she did is she bounced it off the legs of Rossow just to get it out of bounds.
Inbounding here. Full court pressure from the Lady Wolverines. Allbird going the other way. Trying to feed a bounce pass down low to number 5 Dugan, but it is tipped out of bounds. 7-2 lead for the Lady Coyotes over the Lady Wolverines. Here's Allbird again down low, and her shot is up no good. An offensive rebound, and the second effort won't go either. Barron finally coming up with it. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Coyotes, though. I think Harriet Selby area might be in for a dogfight here this afternoon.
Definitely not going to be an easy one. It's, they'll stay steady. They'll keep playing their game, and before you know it, it'll be tight.
Sowinski on the left wing, dribbling to the elbow. Back outside, a three-pointer is up, and no good off the back of the rim. Jerrica Behrens had a nice look from deep, but she can't get it to go. Valberg with the rebound, getting it up the court. Hunt has it. She'll set things up from the volleyball line. Caitlin Anderson guarding her. Dribbling with the left hand now. Gets past Anderson. Brander coming up to help, and it's stripped away. Caitlin Anderson coming up with it. Throws it up court to Behrens, who comes down with a nice catch. Now swinging it to the other side, Sowinski to Rosso. Rosso losing control of it, and a foul called as Rosso hit the floor hard there. Foul is going to go on number 12, Mallory Valberg. That's her first personal.
And she's giving Rosso a little more than I think Rosso was expecting, a little more to handle than what she was probably planning on.
Harriet Selby going with a shorter lineup here. Looks like 5 guards on the court right now for him.
Yeah, and with the speed of Jones County, I think that was probably a smart move by Coach Saul. Things weren't quite going the way they were planning at first, and just making that adjustment.
Behrens down low to Sawinski, being double teamed. Nice play by Wahlberg to get in there and strip that ball away. Sawinski still battling over it. And finally, Hunt coming down with the rebound. She'll swing it to the left corner, a turnover. Couple bad passes here by Jones County. I mean, they're lucky to have a 5-point lead right now.
Got off to a quick start, but then, yeah, things have kind of gotten a little sloppy on their end.
3:24 to go in the opening quarter. Foul call that will go against number 3, Emma Hunt. So the 5'5 junior will head to the bench with two fouls already in the opening quarter. Here's Sawinski, the left side. Ebel has it. Now to Anderson. Anderson to the left side. Behrens on the volleyball line. Looking around, overhead pass to the corner. Anderson throwing up a 3-pointer. That's no good. And it will go out of bounds. Last touched by the Lady Wolverines. And a timeout called by Steve Sawinski of Harriet Selby area. 3:04 to go in the opening quarter. 7-2 lead for Jones County over the Lady Wolverines. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Sports Network.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back to the action here in Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Swartz and Big Daddy Dave Williams on the call with you. 7-2 lead for Jones County as we are back in action here. Wahlberg with the basketball, went off of her knees. She's able to get it back, guarded by Brandner. Wahlberg looking around, and Caitlin Anderson trying to go for a steal, but she'll get called for the reach. An aggressive foul there by the point guard. That's her first personal. The law on the court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection.
We've got a new set of officials out there, Greg Strobe, Brendan Roth, and Joel Osborne for the next couple of games.
Foul on the floor here. That foul is going to go against number 21, Stephanie Albee. It's her first personal foul off of the bench, and she'll quickly steal the ball away. So maybe it wasn't a bad foul as Harriet Selby comes up with it. So Winsky dribbling it the other way. Brander has it, hands it off to Behrens. Behrens waving Ebel away as she tries to get it to Sawinski in a turnover. Frustrating opening quarter here for the Lady Wolverines.
Yeah, unusual to see them trailing and things just not quite on the same page.
Here's Jensen, Jaden Jensen, getting double-teamed at the half-court line as her pass is tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with the Lady Coyotes.
Yeah, Barron's got a finger on it and swatted that one away to the sideline.
Inbounds pass here to Dowling. Dowling just checking in for the first time for the Lady Coyotes. She has the basketball now top the key, throwing up a three-pointer. It's no good off the back of the rim. An offensive rebound going into the hands of Dugan as she feeds Wahlberg down low, who puts it in for two. Under 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. 9-2 lead here for Jones County, the Wolverines. As this... This auditorium getting loud right now in the opening quarter.
It really is, getting into the game and cheering on their teams.
Ebel will go to the bench. Rosso back in for Harriet Selby. They trail 9-2, and the inbounds pass nearly stolen away. Barron's able to get it back. Bounce pass to Sawinski. She gets it to the corner. Brandner, a two-pointer, missed all of that one. And the rebound going to Jensen. Here's Wahlberg the other direction. Wahlberg, pull-up jumper, just inside the free throw line. It's no good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the Lady Wolverines. Dowling will inbound this one. Taylor Feddersen checking in for the Lady Coyotes for the first time. Here's a drive by Jensen. Her shot is up, no good, off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound goes to Feddersen, and that won't go either. Kendall Sawinski the other way. Here's Behrens. Nice little jab step on Dowling, looking around. She'll dribble with the left hand down the baseline, swinging it back out to the corner, and it's a turnover. There's been a disconnect here between Behrens and Sawinski early on.
Yeah, and that's very, very unusual. Those two usually, almost like they know without saying anything, who's going to be where, and the passes are right there for them. But today, just off a tick, and it's kind of hurting the Lady Wolverines.
Jenica Behrens heading to the bench. Caitlin Anderson back in. Here's Rankin. The top of the key, Ballberg getting the screen from Feddersen. She'll dribble to the right elbow, back outside. Feddersen now down low, and Brander coming up from behind. She'll block the shot. Ballberg getting triple teamed, and a foul on the floor. That foul will go on number 14, Sophia Von Wald. Brander will check out here for the Lady Wolverines. First personal foul for Von Wald. Here's Rankin. Down low to Feddersen right off her fingertips and out of bounds. A turnover for the Lady Coyotes. Really hasn't been a great first quarter for either team.
No, Coach Saw trying some different lineups, some different groups together to see if he can get some sort of spark going. Other than Kendall's bucket, that's all they've gotten.
Sawinski outside. Here's a wide open two-pointer, and it falls. Sophia Von Wall gets the two-pointer to fall, and Jones County's lead is now down to 5. It's 9-4. 15 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Here's the Coyotes, a wide open look from the corner is up, no good. Evil got tied up with Ballberg there, 4 seconds to go. Throwing it up toward the Sawinski with 2, with 1. She'll get to the rim, the left hand won't fall. And that will end quarter number 1 here inside of the Highmore Auditorium between the Harriet Selby Lady Wolverines and the Jones County Lady Coyotes. 1 quarter in the book, Jones County 9, Harriet Selby area 4. We'll be right back. We'll take an Integra timeout. Second quarter action underway right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here. 9-4 lead for Jones County over Harriet Selby area. Dustin Stortzum, Big Daddy Dave Williams with you on the call inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety wants to celebrate being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Start of the second quarter brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities. And the Lady Coyotes will have control of the basketball to begin things here in quarter number 2. Rankin has it top of the key. Swinging it to the left side. Dugan now looking back to the corner. Rankin another three-pointer. That's up no good. Left it short. Rebound goes to Anderson. An outlet pass up court to Sawinski, who gets to the low block. Guarded closely by Falberg, and a travel call. So Sawinski gets called for the travel. Ballberg inbounding it to Rankin. She'll hand it off to Ballberg, who now brings it up across the timeline, back over to Rankin on the right wing. Rankin looking to the left side. Jensen has it. Jensen to Rankin. Another wide open 3-point look. That's no good. Caitlin Anderson with the rebound, and she wants to run with things in transition. Bounce pass to Sawinski on the baseline. Sawinski to Rosso in the corner. Rosso looking. Back to the top of the key. Anderson. An overhead pass down low to Rosso. Her shot is up. No good. It's blocked by Pedersen. And a tough start down low for Jada Rosso.
Yeah, she really didn't get a good position there. Just tried to quickly throw up a shot and got blocked.
Pedersen's shot from the free throw line is no good off the back of the rim. And it hit the top of the backboard. So possession will go to the Lady Wolverines. And we have a steal. Or no, not a steal, a foul, excuse me. A foul going against Jaden Jensen. First personal foul on Jaden Jensen. Inbounds into Sawinski. Sawinski bringing this one up across the half court line. Trying to get the offense set up here. Ebel looking for the screen. Swings it to the corner. Anderson to Evil. Her shot blocked. Offensive rebound. Jada Rosso. And she puts up a shot. It's no good, but a foul call.
And that was a better possession there by Jada. She tried to get established, get a little closer, and work her way towards the basket. And just didn't fall that time.
First free throw is up and no good off the front of the rim. Jenica Barron's checking back into the game here for the Lady Wolverines. And the second free throw is no good. Jada Rosso struggling right now for the Lady Wolverines. Here's Barron's on the other end, stripping it away. It goes out of bounds, last touched by the Wolverines. So Lady Kyles will keep control. It's 9-4 with 6:30 to go in the first half. Hunt to inbound. She gets it into the baseline. Jensen working on Sawinski, and she beats her to the basket for two. Sawinski bringing this one up across the timeline. 11-4 Jones County over Harriet Selby area. Sawinski on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, Evil. She'll now throw it to the top of the key. Barron's. To Rosso. The high post. Rosso over to Anderson. Now Anderson looking for Ebel. She's got it top of the key. Will now drive and a foul called. That's going to go against number 3, Emma Hunt, and that is her third personal foul. So she's going to go to the bench with 3 fouls. That should be the end of her time in the first half. Anderson with a bounce pass to Sawinski. And it's tipped out by Jaden Jensen. Another inbound pass opportunity to Barron's. She's got it just inside the 3-point line. Takes a step back. Now loses control of the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover. And Barron's having some trouble handling the basketball early on for Harriet Selby.
Yeah, today just not her day at the start of this game. It's just things are going all sorts of sideways for the Lady Wolverines.
Here's a lucky break. Anderson coming up with a steal. Barron's down low. Sawinski loses control of it. A turnover. Jones County coming the other way. 5:30 to go in the first half. Here's Wahlberg. Double team. Another steal. This time Barron's coming up with it. She'll dribble it across the timeline, looking to maybe go coast to coast here. She hands it off to Rosso. Rosso's fouled at the rim. And 2 free throws coming up.
Second foul there on Taylor Pedersen.
And a timeout on the floor. We will take an Integra timeout as well. 11-4 Jones County with 5:17 to go in the first half. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Welcome back. 11-4 lead here for Jones County over Harriet Selby area. 5-17 to go in the first half. We'll see if the Lady Wolverines can turn things around. I know Coach Saw such a fantastic, not only coach, but a guy as well. I mean, he'll sit there and talk to you for hours if you let him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Basketball.
And he was telling the girls, focus. That's what's going on right now. We're not being able to hang onto the ball. We got to focus on that. And with them being in the bonus now, they're going to push it down low to Jada and try to, you know, get some of these free throws.
See if she can hit from the line here. She's 0-for-2. There's her first free throw.
First point of the ball game for Jada. Trying to get her on track, and that would definitely help things.
Second free throw is up and good. So 2-for-2 on the free throws. Build a little confidence there for Jada Rosso. Lead cuts a 5 here for Jones County. Wide open shot for Jensen. That's up no good. Fighting for the rebound is Barons and number one, Sophie Dowling. And a foul call that will go on Dowling. And 1-on-1 free throws coming up the other way here for Harriet Selby. So maybe if you can't convert from the field, just convert from the line.
Yeah, and that's what Coach was saying. You know, we're in the bonus. Let's try to make some things happen. And, you know, this could be the spark. This could be what gets them back on track because they need a little something to get focused once again, like Coach Saw said, and just let's go out there and play our game.
Barron's at the free throw line. This is a 1-on-1 free throw, and it's good. Cuts the lead here to 4. Checking back into the game here for the Jones County Lady Coyotes, Peyton Rankin. Starting point guard for this Lady Coyotes squad. And the second free throw is no good off the front of the rim. Tip back out and a foul that'll go against Jenica Barons. First personal foul, fourth team for Harriet Selby area. Wahlberg with the inbound. She gets it into Rankin. Rankin guarded closely by Barons. You don't want to pick up another foul here if you're Barons. And there's a turnover. How about that? A little pressure force a turnover. And now Harriet Selby area with the basketball again.
And that's what that pressure does. Yeah, you don't want the foul, but putting that pressure on makes you make a quick and not good decision in that case.
Anderson, the right side. Sawinski has it. Sawinski on the baseline. Looking back outside to Barron. She'll dribble with the left hand and tries to find Brander down low. Brander was able to save it from going out of bounds. Right into the hands of a Lady Coyotes. Here's Jensen. Guarded closely by Sawinski. Now outside, Wahlberg. Working on Brander down low, and the shot is up and good. A height advantage there for Wahlberg over Brander. That's tough to defend. Zielinski walking this one across the half court line. 13-7. The lead's now out to 6. Here's Brander over to Anderson. Zielinski down low. Rosso puts it in for 2. 13-9 under 4 to play in the first half.
First bucket on the floor for Jada, and maybe that'll get her going down low.
Jensen to the corner. Rankin has it. Looking around. She'll dribble with the right hand now, and a kickball violation on Jenica Barron. So the ball will stay with the Lady Coyotes, and we have a substitute coming into the game. Evil will check in for Brander. Brander's got a tough job today guarding Wahlberg. I mean,
yeah, and she has been the go-to for the Coyotes so far here in the first half.
Here's Wahlberg again, but she loses control. Barron's the other way. Looking to go coast-to-coast down the middle of the lane. The right-handed finish won't fall. Evil coming up with a near steal, but it goes out of bounds, and the Lady Pirates will take possession. Dowling's to inbound. She gets it in to Jensen. Jensen, double team, got it poked away by Sawinski. Perrin's able to come up with it, but she throws it away. And now it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Coyotes. Some sloppy basketball in the last 30 seconds or so. The ball is being tipped around the entire court.
It really is. And that pass by Jenica, she threw it right to the Coyote player. And I don't know. She's just off a little bit today, and she's kind of trying to push a little too hard to try and get things to happen. And so far, good things are not happening for her.
There's another turnover by Behrens trying to find Sawinski. That's the third time she's turned it over trying to find Sawinski here in the first half. Drive by Jensen. Foul called. And on the floor was Jenica Behrens. I believe that's her second personal. That is her second personal foul. Fifth team here in the first half. And the first free throw is no good.
Jada, good box out.
Behrens will head to the bench. Brandner back in. Second free throw is no good, so a good foul. Sawinski bringing this one up across the timeline. Driving on the baseline, throws up a shot. It's no good, but a late foul, and two shots coming up. Sawinski's been on the floor for the entire first half, I believe. I don't think she's come to the bench once.
No, and she's really been trying to get things going for the Lady Wolverines. And, you know, like we said, it's just something's a little off here in the first half.
And the first free throw by Sawinski is no good. Second free throw is no good. Sawinski 0 for 2. 13-9 Jones County lead. They've got a good game here. Good defensive battle. Both offenses struggling to keep possession of the basketball. A lot of turnovers between both squads as well. Here's Jensen driving on Sawinski. Great defense, but an even better shot by Jaden Jensen. The lead back out to 6. Here for the Lady Coyotes. 2:15 to go in the first half. Kendall Sawinski driving on the baseline. Bounce pass to Evil. She'll swing it back outside. Anderson, Brandner, wide open. 3! It's no good off the back of the rim, and it'll roll out of bounds. Possession arrow going to the Lady Coyotes. And the referee's calling a timeout here. They're going to get together. I'm not sure exactly what they're talking about. I think Coach Saul was mentioning that maybe one of the Lady Coyotes touched that ball before it went out of bounds.
Yeah, it almost looked like one of them did, but they got together and said, no, it is indeed Coyote ball.
Jensen bringing it across the timeline to the left side. Dowling has it. Now to the right wing. Rankin off the screen from Jensen, getting it down low. Fallberg being triple teamed. And an offensive foul calls. Mallory Wahlberg getting called for the offensive foul.
And quickly, that's her second one in just within the course of a minute here.
Sawinski bringing this one up across the timeline. 1:45 to go in the first half. We'll see if maybe the Wolverines decide to attack Wahlberg here with two fouls, and Wahlberg just like that coming up with the steal. He was looking to go coast-to-coast. Brandner coming in from behind and stripping it out of bounds.
And like you said, Brandner, she is out there working hard. And, you know, she's got a tall order having to deal with Wahlberg.
Wahlberg will head to the bench. Probably for the rest of the first half here. And that pass was overthrown by Dowlings to Rankin. Rankin was able to get it back here in the backcourt. And Brandner going to the floor. Rankin. Bounce pass, and a steal by Evil. Evil coming up with a steal for Harriet Selby area. Now Sawinski fighting on the floor with Dowlings. And a jump ball call. Possession arrow going to the Wolverines.
Come on, Jada, work under there. Work under there.
Sawinski has it. She'll walk it across the half-court line. 105 to play in the first half. 15-9, Jones County over Harriet Selby. Here's Caitlin Anderson, a three-pointer. It's no good. Man, it looked good from here. Offensive rebound, Jada Rosso. Back outside, Brander to Anderson. To Sawinski, she pump fakes, drives, and the shot is no good, but a foul called. Foul is going to go on number 21. That is Jaden Jensen. That's her third foul. So the two leading scorers for the Coyotes in foul trouble here in the first half. And Kendall Sawinski's first free throw is no good. She's 0 for 3 from the line, correct?
She is, yeah. She's only had the one basket in the first period, and those are the only points she's put up.
Second free throw is no good. 0 for 4 on free throws from the line for Kendall Sawinski. And the ball goes out of bounds, so it'll be Lady Coyote basketball. 51 seconds to go. They lead Harriet Selby area 15-9. Rankin being double teamed here. Caitlin Anderson coming up with a steal. Down low to Sawinski. Her layup won't fall. And the rebound going into the hands of Dugan. Dugan getting it across the half court line. Here's Rankin again to the corner. Dowling to Feddersen. Sawinski almost coming up with a steal as she tips it out of bounds. Will stay with the Lady Coyotes. 3.5 seconds separate the shot and game clock. They get this one in to Rankin. Guarded by Sawinski. Here's Feddersen to the right wing. Dowling's almost got her pass stolen by Brander. Now Feddersen dribbling with the left hand on top of the key. Bounce pass to Dugan. Over to Dowling's. A three-pointer is up and good. Right between the eyes from downtown. Alexis Moran. That's the first time we've called her name. And she gets a three to fall. Abel will throw up a three-fourths court shot and a huge three at the buzzer for Jones County. They lead Harriet Selby area 18-9 at the break. We will take a 3 minute Agtegra timeout break here on the DRG Media Sports Network. When we come back, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show. Stick with us right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Stordstrom, Big Daddy Dave Williams. We're on KMLO, KPLO, and at the halftime break here in your Fresh Start Market halftime show, it's Jones County 18, Harriet Selby Area 9. And how do you even recap that first half? Poor shooting and not being able to take care of the ball? Would that be a good way to sum it up?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, that is not the Harriet Selby Area team we've seen so far this season. I mean, they were just, I don't know, they all seemed a little off. They just couldn't quite get together. And they just had a hard time focusing. As we mentioned, Coach Saw told them in one timeout, we got to focus. Hang on to the ball. Go down there. And you know, we can't play offense if we're not hanging on to the ball. And it was a very sloppy first half. Jones County got off to a quick lead, but then they kind of went cold, too. I mean, they only had two free throw attempts, didn't make either one. Three-quarters of the Lady Wolverines' points came from the line, but they were 3 of 10. You hit maybe a few more of those, and you're at least a little closer in this ball game. But I don't know. They need to. You know, poor Kendall has been trying to get things going, but I think they need to, and it's going to be a little harder because Jones County does have a couple of bigs down there with Ballberg, Jensen, and Feddersen. They're all pretty, you know, equal height wise to Rosso, but I think she needs to. And I could see him throughout that first half. At first, she looked just kind of out of sorts. But as we got into the second period, she seemed a little more comfortable. And I think they need to start feeding it down to her and trying to get her established because she can take over a game. We've seen that.
Right.
On the boards, putting up a ton of points. So I think they kind of need to try and get to that and see if maybe that will get them going again here in the second half.
Yeah, you're certainly right. And I think, you know, another thing, and we mentioned it in the first half, there's a disconnect between Behrens and Sawinski right now. Four turnovers when they were trying to find each other, and it just seems like the duo isn't working out on top of the key right now for Harriet Selby Area.
Yeah, normally they are the dynamic duo. They know what the other is going to do before they do it. But today, yeah, Jenica's just, she's just a little off. And, you know, because of that, she's trying a little bit harder. And that in turn has led to some more turnovers, you know, some fouls here and there. And, you know, I think, you know, if she can kind of bring it back in and let it come to her, I mean, that's the only way she's going to get going again. You push too hard, and that's when the bad things just keep happening for you. And until I think she can kind of just, you know, take a breath and say, okay, let's just go out there and play. And, you know, they didn't play loose like they normally did either. I mean, they got behind quick. They didn't seem to panic, which was good. But then, you know, they just didn't seem to play that fun game that we normally see out of the Lady Wolverines.
A team that hasn't faced a ton of adversity this year. So, you know, an unusual spot for them to be in here at the half as well. And maybe that has something to do with it. 18-9, Jones County, the Lady Coyotes with the lead over Harriet Selby Area. And for Jones County, it was Ballberg. She had a huge first half, and there seems to be an athletic mismatch down low. I mean, she is she's pretty athletic.
Yeah, she had 6 points leading the team there in the first half. A big presence down low on both sides of the court, getting the rebounds. And, yeah, just giving Rossow a lot to handle down low when she was trying to, you know, establish herself. And poor Brandner has had to guard her, and that's been one heck of a chore. And yeah, she's a complete player. She is one that, you know, she's taken this team on her here in the first half, and we'll see if that continues in the second half. She kind of led them along the way when, you know, things got a little hard for them because, like we said, quickly. They got off to a good start, and then it just nothing was falling. And I'm sure, they got a little sloppy, too. I'm sure Coach Matthews wasn't happy with that because they had a lot of turnovers. They are quick. They're, I think, a lot faster than some of the other teams that Harriet and Selby area has seen so far. So I don't know if that kind of threw them off, but they did come around, and we had a pretty decent second period. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustments both sides have made as we head into the second half.
Let's take a look at our CHS River Plains keys of success for the second half. For Jones County, they're leading by 9. What do they have to do in order to finish out with a win?
They need to limit the turnovers. They had they got really sloppy as that first half went on. If they can limit those and keep feeding Valberg, because down low she's been giving Rosso a hard time. You know, she keeps playing the way she does. She's going to get her points down in the paint. She's going to get the board. So I think they just need to keep feeding her, and then other good things will open up for them, and keep those turnovers to a minimum.
What about for Harriet Selby area? What do they have to do in the second half in order to erase this 9-point deficit?
They need to play loose. I mean, they know how to play together. For whatever reason, that first half, just things weren't clicking. Just don't push too hard. We know they're talented. They need to get, Jada more involved down low, I think, and then that will open up things for Kendall. And, hopefully Jenica can kind of get back on track and play within herself. So if they can play loose, limit their turnovers too, I think we can see them crawl back into this one.
We will take a 30-second Integra timeout break, and we come back the start of our third quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Storch and Big Daddy Dave Williams on the DRG Media Sports Network. And it will be Jones County basketball to begin things. So good news for the Lady Coyotes. They have a 9-point lead and control the basketball to begin quarter number 3. Inbounding the basketball will be Emma Hunt. She has 3 personal fouls. So just to remind everybody who might be tuning in at home, one of the starters for the Lady Coyotes with 3 fouls already. There's the turnover right off the rip. Valberg stepped behind the half court line. It'll be a back court violation.
Yeah, great pressure there by Bradner, knowing where she was at and making her cause that turnover.
So Winski, the left wing, Behrens has it. Behrens looking. He'll dribble with the right hand now. Hands it off to Anderson. Now over to Brandner. Brandner had a look from 3 for a second there. Here's Sawinski handing it off. Behrens down low to Rosso. Throws up a shot way too long. And the defensive rebound going into the hands of Jones County and Jensen. Valbert to the corner. Rankin outside. 3-point look is up and good right between the eyes from downtown. It is Emma Hunt from deep. And the first points on the board here in the third quarter for the Lady Coyotes. Anderson. Overhead passes inside the paint. Behrens cannot come up with it. Here's a steal. Dugan in a one-on-one with Anderson. And coming up from behind is Brander, who's been able to, coming on a couple of these fast break plays and break it up.
Yeah, that was a great defensive play there by Bella. She got there back in time, didn't commit the foul, and gives them a chance to defend.
Jensen wide open on the inbound pass, beats Sawinski off a screen, and a 5-0 run to begin things here for the Lady Coyotes. 23-9 over Harriet Selby. Behrens, a wide open 2-pointer. It's up no good off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Jensen. She's being double teamed. Bounce pass over to Hunt. Hunt to Valberg on the high post. Now to Rankin. Rankin down low to Valberg. And she'll beat Brander to the rim for 2. It's a 7-0 run now for Jones County. You can tell the Lady Kyles made some halftime adjustments. Here's a timeout by Coach Saw of 25-9, a 7-0 run to begin things here in quarter number three for the Lady Coyotes. 6:23 to go in the third quarter. We will take a 30-second Integra timeout as well. You're listening to the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
Woo! 25-9, 6:23 to go in quarter number three. Dustin Stortzum, Big Daddy Dave Williams calling today's game here inside of the Highmore Auditorium, live on KMLO and KPLO. Caitlin Anderson to inbound. As we resume playing the third quarter, Harriet Selby has got to find a way to turn things around here. Anderson. Pump fakes, overhead pass over to Brandner. Brandner to the corner. Ebel has it. Back to Brandner. Brandner to Ebel again. Dribble to the high post. Now over to Anderson. Anderson trying to feed Brandner down low, and it was last touch by the Lady Coyotes. So stay with Harriet Selby area.
And Coach Saw has gone with that smaller lineup again, and he was talking to him during the timeout about spreading things out on the offense here, getting a little too clustered there, and hopefully that will open some things up.
Brander's shot is blocked. Hunt coming up with it. The other way, Dugan loses control of the basketball, picking it back up down low is Valberg, and she puts it in for two, making a 9-0 run here for Jones County. What a start for them in the second half. Ebel to Brandner. Brandner trying to find Sawinski down low, and she threw it away. Here's Valberg across the half-court line, being double-teamed. Swings it to the wing. Now Rankin, a three-pointer. It's good, right between the eyes from downtown. And this game all of a sudden has gotten out of hand. 30-9, Jones County over Harriet Selby area.
Yeah, they've made the right adjustments. They have been keeping the better handle on the ball, not committing the turnovers, and this has led to the run so far.
Anderson, down low to Brandner, and she got it stripped away. Here's Hunt from the right wing. Down low, beautiful pass. And the shot falls for Dugan. Valberg to Dugan right down the middle of the lane. What is that, a 14-0 run here to begin quarter number three? 14-0 run.
Unbelievable. They've really gotten off to a great start and have been sustaining it. That was the difference in the first half. Got off to a good start, but just couldn't keep it going.
Brandner over to the corner. Anderson has it. Anderson out of Sawinski, shot is up, and she left it short. No good. Dugan coming down with the rebound. And Valberg coming the other way, loses control of the basketball. Last tip by the Lady Wolverines. Jenica Behrens checking back in. Jada Rosso also into the game. And now Sawinski will come out for the first time along with Brandner.
Be interesting to see if they try to establish something down low now with Rosso back in here.
Dallings looking to the corner, hands it off to Jensen. Jensen to Valberg. Over to the left side now. Moran has it. To Dowling again. Here's Pedersen. Back outside. It's a two-pointer. That's up no good. And going to the floor was Ebel. She's shaking up on the play. A jump ball. Had four players on the ground there. And possession arrow going to Harriet Selby. Ebel will head to the bench. Sawinski, Brandner back into the game. Caitlin Anderson will now head to the bench as Brander comes in. Jenica Barron's back on the floor. She'll dribble this one up across the timeline. 32-9. Game's not over yet, but Harriet Selby's got to find a way to put the ball on the bottom of the hoop. Rosso to the corner. Brander has it. He'll dribble. Throws up a shot on the baseline. It's up no good. Offensive rebound. Barron's trying to slip it back outside. Sawinski now on the floor right in front of the scorer's table. And we have a jump ball called. Possession arrow going to the Lady Coyotes.
Yeah, and the Lady Coyotes, they have just turned up the defensive pressure here in the second half. They are just in the faces and being relentless on defense.
It's almost a five-minute drought here for the Lady Wolverines to begin things. And an offensive foul, Brander drawing the charge. So an offensive foul there for the Lady Coyotes. It's the first foul by either team in this third quarter.
That's her third.
So Wahlberg has three, Jensen has three. Here's Barron's, and she gets it stripped away. Dowling comes up with it. Now fighting on the floor, we have a foul. And so the foul is going to be called on number one, Jenica Barron's. That is her third personal. Frustrating game for her. Here's Jensen. On the left wing, Pedersen. Top of the key, dribbling with the left hand. Rosso guarding her, and she lost control of the basketball. It's out of bounds. And a turnover here for Lady Coyotes. Barron's went down on that last foul on the other end, and she's kind of grabbing that right ankle a little bit during the break. There's Sawinski. Swinging around. Barron's. Tarasso. Double team. She throws up a shot and it's no good off the glass. Pedersen throwing it up forward. Another turnover for Pedersen. Barron's in a two-on-two. Sawinski's with her, and a foul call. Barron's to the floor again. Here for the Lady Wolverines. Dowling will come out. Emma Hunt back into the ball game for the Lady Coyotes. Inbounds pass to Barron's. She loses control of the basketball and a turnover.
Yeah, I tried to get that drive going before the ball got to her and just really never got a good handle on it.
Here's Jensen to the corner. Back outside. Pedersen throws up a two-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound, Jensen, and she puts it in over Kendall Sawinski for two. 16-0 run here in quarter number three. Harriet Selby has not scored. Here's Brander to Barron's. Barron's looking around, top of the key. Now dribbling to the high post. Sawinski, wide open, looking the free throw line. It's good, and the first points on the board in the third quarter here for Harriet Selby. 16-0 run has finally snapped with 1:15 to go in the third. Here's Jensen to the high post. Jensen trying to answer back. It's no good. Rosso with the rebound. After Harriet Selby, you need to go back down and score quickly here. Here's Sawinski driving inside. Throws up a shot, and it falls for two. A 4-0 run for Kendall Sawinski. Lead cut down to 21. It's 34-13 Jones County with 50 seconds to go in the first half. Pedersen dribbling it across the half-court line. Guarded by Rosso at the volleyball line. Here's Hunt working on Barron's. Barron's blocks the shot, and the ball on the floor. Jump ball called, and the possession arrow goes to Harriet Selby. Caitlin Anderson checking in. Brander back to the bench. Ebel will also come into the game. Rosso will also go down, and now number 14, Sophia Von Wald, will check out. Stephanie Albee now in. 30 seconds to go. We'll see if Coach Saul wants the last shot here or if he just wants a quick basket. I think at this point you just take whatever you can get.
Yeah, see what's there. Don't push too hard and turn it over and get some points on the scoreboard.
Barron's to Sawinski, a two-pointer. It's no good. Ball on the floor here. And that's going to be a foul on Barron's. It's her fourth. Emma Hunt was fouled. Her fourth personal. Couple subs into the game here for Harriet Selby area. Sawinski will go to the bench. Barron's will also go with her fourth foul. Hunt with eight. Guarded by Albee with five to the corner. This is a big shot right here. She got it. Right between the eyes from downtown. 37-13. Jones County leading Harriet Selby area as we head to the fourth quarter here at the Highmore Auditorium. We'll take a quick 30-second Integra timeout break when we come back. Fourth quarter action right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back, 37-13. Jones County with the lead over Harriet Selby area. And just another game that I didn't think the scoreboard would read that. You know, I think this game would be much closer than what it is right now, Big Daddy Dave.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. This is not a typical performance from the Lady Wolverines, and it's, you know, continued here into the second half. They just can't get things to click, and shots aren't falling. And Jones County, boy, they cut down on the turnovers and really played a good third period.
Foul on Brandner in the backcourt. I've talked to Coach Saul a couple times, and I know he's mentioned that his team's not they're not a great shooting team by all means, but it's the turnovers that they force is what leads to baskets. And unfortunately for them today, the turnovers that they've been able to force haven't led to any baskets.
No, or they just give it right back to Jones County.
Just like that, Jensen puts it in for two off the glass. 39-13. 7:28 to go in the ballgame. Barron to the left side. Brandner has it. Now to Sawinski. Sawinski to Anderson. Back to Barron, top of the key. Brandon looking down low to Rosso, and Hallberg was able to tip it away. Here's a steal by Hunt. Jensen the other way, getting it to the baseline. Dugan dribbling to the high post, puts up a shot. Jensen gets it to fall for two, four straight points for Jaden Jensen, and it's 41-13. Jones County over Harriet Selby area. Sawinski putting up a floater. It's no good. Blocked away. Kendall Sawinski able to come up with it. Here's Rosso. Looking to the top of the key. Barron back down low. Rosso puts up a shot to fall for two. Jada Rosso finally gets another shot to fall down low. 41-15. 6:15 to play in the ballgame. Hunt to Rankin. Rankin to Valberg. Valberg now down low. Dugan. The turnaround shot is up no good. Nice defense by Rosso there. Barron's brings it the other way for the Lady Wolverines. She'll drive right into the middle of the lane and a foul called. That foul will go on Emma Hunt. That is her fourth personal foul. I believe she'll come out of the game right here. Sophie Dowling will check in. Two shots coming up for Jenica Barron's. And the first free throw is good. 5:58 to go in the ball game. Jones County, the Lady Coyotes leading Harriet Selby area, 41-16. The second free throw is no good. Nice box out there by Dugan. She comes up with a rebound. Rankin down low. Wahlberg's shot is no good. Barron's coming down with it. She's going to look to go coast to coast here. Jensen's able to stop her as she hands it off to Sawinski. Sawinski inside the post, fighting for the basketball. And jump ball called. Possession arrow goes to Harriet Selby.
Who's in the middle of that but Mallory Wahlberg? He is playing tight defense, especially on Jada. Jada's only got two buckets in the whole game, and she's just been having a hard time.
Here's Sawinski. Back outside. Barron's a three-pointer. It's good. Jenica Barron's getting a couple shots to fall. Lead cut down to 21. Barron's with a steal and a foul. Dowling will pick up a personal foul there. That is her second personal, fourth team foul.
And for Barron's, that was her first bucket besides her two free throws, and she's usually good for, you know, two or three of those three-pointers in a game.
Barron's handing it off to Sawinski. Sawinski behind the back, loses control of the basketball. Anderson to Barron's, now to the high post. Rosso gets it stripped away. Wahlberg in a one-on-one with Brandner, and a foul called. Oh, my goodness, an offensive foul.
That's going to be her fourth.
So fourth personal foul on Mallory Wahlberg. Brandner was just as shocked as I was with that foul call.
Yeah, that'll be sending Feddersen back in as soon as there's a whistle.
Here's Sawinski to the corner. Barron's has it. Overhead pass. Brandner, a three. It's no good. Off the glass. Coach Sawinski just absolutely frustrated after another miss by the Lady Wolverines. Foul goes on Brandner. That's her second personal. Wahlberg will head to the bench. Probably a good idea here with a 22-point lead, just in case the Lady Wolverines go on a run, they need her back. Patterson. Bounce pass to Dowling, top of the key. Barron's right there, almost stripped it away. Here's Feddersen. Driving to the low block, and she's able to put it up and in over Rosso. 43-19. Jones County. Barron's. Over to Caitlin Anderson. Three-pointer underway. It's up no good. She bats it back outside. Brander now down low to Rosso. Working on Feddersen, and her shot goes for two. 43-21. Rankin being double teamed. Gets it over to Dowling. Dowling to Jensen. Down low, Feddersen. Back outside, a three-pointer. Dowling, good. Right between the eyes from downtown. 46-21 now. Jones County, the Lady Coyotes, running away with things in the second half.
Post, Jada, post.
Turnover for the Lady Wolverines. Here's Jensen. She'll throw it up court to the corner. Rankin a three. Right between the eyes from downtown. 49-21. And a timeout for Coach Saul and Harriet Selby area. 3:18 to play in the ballgame. 49-21. Jones County with the lead. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout when we come back. The conclusion of our fourth quarter on the DRG Media Sports Network.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Back here inside of the Highmore Auditorium, Dustin Sortsum, Big Daddy Dave Williams, live on KPLO and KMLO. 3:18 to play in the ball game. Sophia Von Wall checking in for Harriet Selby area. Ebel also in the game for Jada Rosso. Von Wall getting it down low. Barons throws up a tough shot, and it falls for two. 49-23 with 3 minutes to play. Here's Hunt. Bounce pass. Jensen bringing it up across the timeline. She'll be double-teamed in the corner. Looking around. Almost a near steal there. Hunt now to Rankin. She loses the handle. Able to get it back. And a wide-open three-point look right between the eyes from downtown. Jones County cannot miss from deep. 52-23. And now the bench will clear here for Coach Saw. Ebel to Barons. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. And Barons will pick up her fifth. Well, if you're going to be taken out, you may as well just, you know, pick up the fifth foul while you're at it, right?
Exactly. You know, you're going to swap everyone out, and you're going to sit down anyway, so... But at least she got a few shots to fall here in the fourth quarter. She has struggled all game long, and, you know, she hit the three. She got another bucket here, so she's going to finish with 7 points on the day.
52-23, Jones County. They're going to improve to 10-4 on the season. Harriet Selby area dropping to 11-5 with a loss here. Barring one of the biggest comebacks in history.
That would be something.
Right? Here's Hunt on the drive on the baseline, and a shot was called. Again, benches clearing here for both sides. Some good varsity opportunity. Minutes on the floor here in the Highmore Classic. Here's Albee. Swinging it over. Schilling has it. Now back to Albee. Thought about a three. Now she'll drive. Throws up a shot over Feddersen. She puts it in for two. 52-25. Dowling being double teamed. She loses the handle. Here's a steal. Sophia Ritter the other way. Gets it tipped out of bounds by Alexis Moran. 1:36 to play. 52-25, Jones County. Harriet Selby with the basketball. Albee in the corner, swinging it around. Now Ritter has it. And looking for the corner, but she overthrows Sam Schilling. And it'll go out of bounds. Turnover here for Harriet Selby area. Pocket 1 minute, 25 seconds. Harriet Selby taking on the Gregory Gorillas in the boys game after this. Here's Feddersen trying to find Dowling in the corner, and she'll turn it over. Luck now starting again here at 1:12. I'll be bringing it up across the timeline. Gives it to the top of the key. Hansen has it. Now over to Schilling. Under a minute to play. Now Albee. Dribbling to the top of the key. Albee hands it off. Ritter looking around. Jump ball called. And possession arrow going to the Lady Coyotes. 50.7 seconds to go. Not quite at running clock just yet. Both benches into the game here between Jones County and Harriet Selby. Clock down to 36 and a steal. Here's Ritter. Ritter dribbling, gets it outside. Three-point shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound going into the hands of Hansen. She'll swing it back outside. Schilling tried to find Cheyenne Wirtz down low, but it's stolen away. 13 seconds to play. Here's a wide open look. That's good. A two-pointer falls. On the other end for the Lady Coyotes, Alexis Moran gets it to go. 2 seconds, down to one. Albee throws up a three. It's no good at the buzzer. And that will conclude things here in game number three. Jones County dominating Harriet Selby area 54-25. We will go to a quick 3 minutes Integra timeout break. When we come back, it's your Premier Equipment post-game show, and we'll also name your Venture Communications players of the game, and then look forward to our boys game between Harriet Selby area and the Gregory Gorillas right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mixed concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Well, welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. Game three in the books, and it was a dominating win for Jones County. The Lady Coyotes defeat Harriet Selby area in commanding fashion, and kind of shocked about the scores.
Yeah, that was just a surprise. We knew Jones County was going to be a good team, but boy, it didn't help that the Lady Wolverines just couldn't get anything going at all. I mean, they started off in the hole 5-0, and they made it a ball game in the first half there. But, you know, nothing seemed to click through the second half either. And for Jones County, they cleaned up their mistakes because they had a ton of turnovers in the first half. But they cleaned those up in the second half. They really played a tight defense in the second half, and they were just hitting threes all over the place, too. Everything was falling for the Coyotes.
Yes, it certainly was. They come out on top in this one, and their record improves to 10-4 on the season. Harriet Selby, back-to-back losses now. They are 11-5 little bit of a rough stretch right now here for Harriet Selby. Well, let's preview the next game here. Harriet Selby, the boys team, 5-8 on the year, taking on the Gregory Gorillas. The Gregory Gorillas, 9-6, and they just defeated undefeated winner their last time out. Winner is now 12-1 on the year. Gregory Gorillas taking them down 69-60 in their last matchup. Harriet Selby coming into this one. Brennan Begman was out the last game I announced, but I see him out there on the floor right now, so he should be in and ready to go tonight for Harriet Selby area. I think we have a good game. I keep saying that we're going to have a good game. I think this one might be it.
Here's hoping, right? I mean, like we said, when the two teams step on the court, we know what their records are, what they've done up to this point, and then it's just a matter of how they come out. And, you know, so far we've seen some teams that were just really dominant and just kind of took over the game as it went on. And this one could be, you know, this one could be a good one, too. I was hoping to see. I mean, Gregory's got to be feeling really good after that victory over Winter. But at the same time, you got to remember, yeah, that was a big win, but we got to keep going. We got to put some more wins on the stat sheet.
Hey, you're certainly right. I have some stats from the Gregory Gorillas. Our leading scorer this year is Daniel Mitchell, 6'7" sophomore. 6'7" sophomore. He's averaging 19.9 points per game, Big Daddy Dave.
Goodness.
I mean, this kid is absolutely insane. He's also averaging 6.5 defensive rebounds for a total of an 8.4 rebounds per game. Their second highest scorer is Cruz Klund. He is a 5'10" freshman. So their two leading scorers, one's a sophomore, one's a freshman. This team's going to be good for a long time. And he's averaging 11.1 points per game with 4.1 rebounds and 4.5 assists. These guys have a lot of scoring power on their team, and I think we're going to see that today because they have the height advantage against Harriet Selby area.
Oh, no doubt about that. You know, they've got some bigs there. I mean, Begeman, he plays tough down low, but when you're giving up 5 inches to somebody, that can kind of make things kind of hard. You know, we know he's going to work hard and he's going to give it all he has, though, regardless. But it'll be interesting to see how the bigs for Gregory, you know, dictate how things are going to be in the game.
Yeah, you're certainly right. And Dustin Stortson, Big Daddy Dave Williams with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. We are currently in your family dental up here in Gettysburg. Pre-game show. It's 5-8. Harriet Selby, the boys team, taking on the Gregory Gorillas. Well, let's take a look at our CHS River Plains keys to success for me anyways. Gregory's just got to take advantage of the height advantage. Get it down low to Daniel Mitchell. Let the big man, 6'7", go to work. Put his hands up. And I mean, it's going to be tough to block him with your tallest player being what? 6 foot tall, or well, not 6 foot tall, but 6'2" for Harriet Selby. He's got to put his arms up and catch the basketball.
Right. Yeah, I think establishing that presence down low early will really set the tone. And I mean, if that's, you know, that's the route they go, which if he's your leading scorer, you know you're going to see a lot of the offense go through him. Take that advantage and run with it.
I think on the side of Harriet Selby, my keys to success for them would be get Daniel Mitchell in foul trouble. Go right at it. Force him to foul you. Be physical down low. You know, draw a charge. Get set. And try to force this guy to get into trouble himself.
Yeah, and we know Benjamin and the Sailor Era boys, they are not afraid to mix it up down there. And that's, you know, maybe that's what they're going to need to do is, you know, get him playing on his heels so he can't play the game he normally would want to. That might not be a bad idea.
Well, we got a few minutes until tip-off. We will go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off right here on KMLO.